Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.
So if you have any American family roots, or if you have maybe an American member of your family, American friends, if you've ever been to America, you may know that today, the 4th of July, is Independence Day. And it's given us a great reason for us to talk about divorce, but on an international scale. Now, every single month we hear from Hassan Kabir from Number One Solicitors about a different subject. We've heard about grandparents' rights, we've heard about prenuptial agreements, we've heard about child contacts, and today is all about international divorces. Hello, Hassan Kabir.
Evening, Beth.
Now, I feel like it kind of does exactly what it says on the tin, international divorce, but what exactly do we mean by that?
An international divorce is where one party is based in England and Wales and the other is based in any part of the world, and one or both of the parties want to pursue a divorce. You'll often find that the marital assets, such as property, businesses, investments, they're quite often but not scattered around the world.
So is it... I was going to say, what's the difference really? Because it's just like dealing with a divorce like normal in the UK, but it's just your postage costs a bit more to send out your paperwork or whatever. But I'm guessing not. It's more complicated than that.
With international divorces, they can be incredibly complex, depending on the value, the number of assets that are based across the world. And a number of factors really need to be considered when you're dealing with an international divorce. The law varies in different countries, therefore it is important that you obtain advice early on as possible so you can consider where would be the right place for you to start the divorce. Now, choosing the right place can significantly impact the outcome of your divorce. Different jurisdictions have different laws, different financial remedies, different approaches on how they would deal with a divorce financial settlement. Timing is crucial. With international matters, it's on a first-come, first-served basis in which a court would have jurisdiction over dealing with a divorce. So quite often, but not, it is a race against time.
How do they compare then? If you were getting a divorce in England versus if you were getting a divorce, say, in sunny Spain, what would the differences be between how one country handles it and how another country handles it?
So what you'll often find is the divorce courts in England and Wales are often but not the most generous courts in the world compared to other jurisdictions. With this in mind, if you are the one that's less financially fortunate, you may want to consider pursuing a divorce in England and Wales compared to a jurisdiction where you're likely to get less of a financial settlement than you would in England. So it's absolutely crucial. Timing is of the essence. And if you are facing or contemplating a divorce with assets based internationally, come and speak to us, get the legal advice as early as possible, so then at least you can be better informed.
So what would your advice be then if there's somebody in this situation? Obviously, firstly, we've learned to act fast if it's particularly for an international divorce, but what would your advice be to people who are potentially about to go through one, and how can the team at Number One Solicitors help them deal with it?
So it's important that you choose the right solicitor. My firm has a strong expertise in international divorces. We're able to advise clients on how to best proceed with international family law issues as well as divorces. And we can advise in a number of areas, whether it's child arrangements for contact, child relocation to another country, or whether it's child abduction if your child has been taken to another country without your consent. We can also advise you on which country would be the best for you to start your divorce. We can look at international prenups, postnuptial agreements. We can help advise on being able to trace value assets, being able to divide those assets that are based in a number of countries. We can also freeze assets, which will protect them from being dissipated or being moved into other jurisdictions where they are quite difficult to reach.
So how should somebody get in touch then? How can they have a chat to someone?
Quite easily, they can head over to our website, which is one, as in the digit one, solicitors with an S at the end, .co.uk, where they can request a call back or call through to a member of our team to book in for a free consultation.
Fantastic. Ehsan Kabir, thank you very much. And of course, the reason we're talking today about international divorce is because in America, they're currently celebrating Independence Day. So happy Independence Day, Ehsan.
Happy Independence Day.
Ehsan Kabir from Number One Solicitors on Stray FM's Family Show.